Joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, happy Friday, and thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So, Mr. Mayor, we certainly got some good news in regards to Good Samaritan Hospital.
Yeah, really, really excited that Good Sam's going to be acquired by Boston Medical Center. As you know, BMC actually already has a presence in the City of Champions. They bought the old Braymore Nursing Home on Pearl Street, North Pearl Street, and they've been wonderful. They've been great to work with. They were partners throughout my administration since I became mayor. So excited about BMC. Equally excited that Brockton Hospital's signature is open. It will be fully open next month, but the ER and the OR are open. So we are still working with Bob Haffey and his team at the hospital, working with Matt Hesketh over at Good Sam and Dr. Alan Smith over at South Shore and Brewster Ambulance. Mark Brewster is the CEO, because we were kind of fearful, Dan, that there was going to be a huge amount of people going on day one to Brockton Hospital. So we wanted to make sure that it wouldn't be overrun, and that's not what happened, actually. It was perfect. The staff and the patients and the census numbers were really positive. So, you know, having a hospital on the east side of Brockton, which is Trauma and Signature, and one on the west side, budding Route 24 and Good Sam, things are starting to really trend in the right direction, Dan.
Now, we're getting to the start of the school year, and this year students in the high school won't be allowed to have cell phones.
Yeah, we passed a we meaning the school committee. There's seven elected school committees from the seven wards in the city of Brockton. And as mayor, I chair the school committee. I'm a voting member as well. So we've worked to institute a policy. It's been passed unanimously. So, again, we're looking at some other municipalities in the Commonwealth that have done this extremely well. It allows the students to really, you know, have the whole classroom experience. The teachers are really supportive of this. And also the interim superintendent, Dr. Priya Tihiliani, who's been great to work with. So it's going to be new, and I'm sure there's going to be a little bit of things to iron out and a little bit of wrinkles. But as a graduate of Brockton High School, I love that school. It's a wonderful school. It's a great opportunity to achieve academic success and go on. So anything we can do to help the learning environment, I think we have to do.
Now, this comes as a recent report was released on the school department by DESE.
Yeah, I mean, DESE's been an unbelievable partner. I mean, when the deficit came to light, I worked with, and I will continue to work with, DESE, also Secretary Tutwiler, Secretary Gorkowitz, Lieutenant Governor as well, Kim Driscoll, and DOR. So, you know, DESE has always had Brockton, you know, in really a fond viewpoint, working with us, giving us, constructive criticisms, anything that's going to help. Again, we have one of the largest public high schools east of the Mississippi still. So to be able to work with DESE came in and has funded the public safety audit that's being done right now by the Davis Group. And I'm really thankful for the DESE folks for supporting us. They actually also had funded the Open Architects group that came in to help us kind of sort through some financial endeavors as well. So DESE is a wonderful partner, and as the chair of the school committee, I thank them, I applaud them, and I look forward to continuing to work with them.
Now, something that also came up is apparently some businesses, apparently particularly Starbucks, they're altering their hours due to concerns about behavior of high school students.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little troubled by that, I'll tell you. And myself and Brenda Perez, the police chief, both of us are graduates of Brockton High. And so we are respectfully asking to meet with the manager over there. It's a brand new Starbucks across from Brockton High School. I've gone there several times. It's a wonderful interior environment. It's large. It's comfortable. It has wonderful staff right there. So we're planning to have a chat to see if they could reconsider that business decision. I know they made that decision where the interior of the premises would be closed from 1 to 3. The drive-thru would be open. And, you know, from my viewpoint, I'm hopeful that they'll reconsider that. And, you know, it's a lot of investment in Brockton that I applaud them for doing. But I just think a conversation might be helpful as we continue to move forward.
Now, if there's one sign, though, that the summer is coming to an end, pools are closing.
They are. Today is the day. And, you know, I know people are really kind of disappointed, including my own kids. But, you know, we close it. Actually, we're actually a little later this year closing it. The Manning Pool up at Brockton High School used to close a week previous to this because most of the lifeguards were college students that needed to go back. So we were able to kind of extend that one additional week. And the Cosgrove, which is the new $6 million federal renovated ARPA money and omnibus money, that's closing today as well. Because, again, the staff from the YMCA, a lot of those are college kids going back to college as well. So it's been a great summer. We've had really great opportunities for kids to enjoy the pools. A couple rainouts because of the weather, but at the end of the day, you know, things come to a conclusion, but there's always next summer as well.
All right, Mr. Mayor, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us, and have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, Dan. Thank you.